At a rally in the town of Pultusk last weekend, nationalist leader Jarosław Kaczyński surprised many by digging up the issue of German war reparations for Poland, which he had unsuccessfully raised over the past few years. In his address, he said Poland held the moral high ground in Europe, and thus countries like Germany should think twice before accusing it of violating democratic principles.
Other countries have financial obligations towards Poland and the Polish people. There are those to the west of Poland's border who should pay us hundreds of billions of euros, maybe even up to 1 trillion. We deserve to be paid the money.
A parliamentary committee was set up last year to take stock of damages suffered by Poland under the Nazi occupation. Its official estimate is over 850 billion euros. The committee is chaired by Law and Justice Party MP Arkadiusz Mularczyk, who is now running for the European Parliament.
Poland was completely destroyed and demolished. About 40% of our GDP was destroyed. When we get our independence in 1989, we don't think about reparation, we think about NATO, European Union. But I think it was a mistake. The Second World War stopped Polish economy, stopped Polish demography. I know now many old Polish people who still live, they were in forced labor in Germany. They were in concentration camp.
History and past Polish-German conflicts in particular figure prominently in the Nationalist Party's election TV spots like this one. Stocky MP Krzysztof Karski somewhat grotesquely appears in it in a medieval knight's armor, thrashing invading German knights with his sword. He says that if elected, he will fight just as hard to defend Poland's interests in the European Parliament. We all need to decide who to support, those who want a sovereign Poland or those who want to be subservient to the dictate of others, Karski warns viewers. But opposition leaders point out that, far from serving the country's best interests, the ruling party's gradual dismantling of the constitutional and legal systems has prompted the EU to decrease the amount of funding for Poland in its next budget. Grzegorz Schetyna, one of the leaders of the opposition European Coalition, says his team will work hard to regain the money.
We are talking about some 100 million euros more than the current government has been able to negotiate. Our team successfully won large amounts of EU funding in the past, and it's ready to do the same for the period from 2021 to 2027.
And critics say that's where Jarosław Kaczyński's call for German war reparations comes in. He's trying to convince Polish voters that they can benefit much more if his party wins the European elections to the tune of 1 trillion euros, which, according to him, Germany owes Poland. A group of passers-by gathers in front of a crude poster calling for German war reparations, posted on a pedestrian subway wall by a Nationalist Party supporter. These two elderly people believe that Poland deserves to receive compensation for what happened to it during the Second World War.
The Nazis looted Poland and grew rich. They took our gold, they took everything. We had so many art treasures, old paintings. Where did it all go?
Wstańmy z tych kolan, nie bójmy się, tylko zacznijmy.
We should get up from our knees. We shouldn't be afraid. We should file individual lawsuits against Germany for what Poland lost during the war.
But these two younger Poles are not convinced this is a good idea.
Should we really demand cash for what happened such a long time ago? I'd be very cautious about that.
The nationalists want to show us that Germany owes us something, but it's not so much about the money. It's about the fact that we shouldn't be ordered around by Germany or others whenever Poland is criticized by the EU.
On the same weekend, Warsaw University played host to the former Polish Prime Minister, now European Council President Donald Tusk. He delivered a lecture in which, while carefully avoiding direct references to Polish politics, he made a strong case for democracy and civic rights in Europe. His plain-worded call for a better united continent contrasted strongly with nationalist leader Jarosław Kaczyński's bitter attempts to resurrect old ghosts. Observers say Poland's future in the EU will now hinge on which of these two visions wins the day. Julian Berner, DW, Warsaw.